Let's stop the madness because there are too many business owners not making money in their business. And I can raise my hand right now because pretty much everything I ever create a podcast episode on, if I'm preaching, it's because I've been there and I felt there. And I have been the person not making money in her business. And things are starting to clear up, and I'm still processing the whole Tony Robbins UPW weekend. But one of the things that I had a really strong feeling about before I got sick was this word kept coming to me. And I was like, I am creating a program. I don't know what it looks like, but I'm creating a program with this word. And I told my inner circle today, and I was like, listen, I'm not going to put all you guys in this program. You opt in and you get in this program. Like, I want your permission and your consent because I think it's going to be huge. But one of the things I'm so tired of seeing is people not selling. The thing I'm tired of seeing is people not showing up. The thing I'm tired of seeing is people, you know, not getting what they deserve. Like, I feel like we should be making money in our business. And one of the crazy things was that I've said multiple things, but I would do this for free. That's great, right? That's great. That's great that I would do this for free. And if I won the lottery, I would totally still do this, right? I wouldn't like go on lavish vacations and do nothing else. That's the honest truth. However, we also get to get paid for what we do because otherwise then it becomes really draining because we're not getting that energy exchange. And the same thing goes for the person that we're trying to support and help. And I see so many women helping people for free, trading, bargaining, or not following up on late pays and people who owe you money. That gets to stop. Right now, that gets to stop. You created a business to, I'm assuming, bring in some revenue, right? That may not be your deep, deep why, which it shouldn't be. Money should not be your deep, deep why, and you should not run your business. Like, money doesn't validate you, right? And I talked about that earlier this week. However, in the same token, you should be making money. And one of the things that I struggled with when I started this business was I didn't want to be salesy. And so therefore, not being salesy transformed into never talking about what I wanted to offer, right? Just kind of like putting it out there secretly, like, let me put this link out there and hopefully somebody buys, right? And the same thing happened when I would launch. Like, I would launch, I would talk something about something three times and then complain to my coach or mentor at the time, nobody's buying. Well, let's think about that. Because if we are hoping that every person on our list or our followers or whatever sees all three of those posts that I actually put out, are we kidding ourselves? And most people do not buy on the first time they see something. And people are not 100% paying attention when they see something. So we get to keep talking about it multiple different ways. And so when we talk about sales, when we talk about visibility and marketing, they all go hand in hand, right? Because if we're not marketing and we're not showing up enough and we're not visible, the result of our sales is going to be so much harder. It's going to be harder to reach goals. It's going to be harder to get what we want. And so although I don't base my business on numbers, we also get to make sales, right? I don't care about the number of sales, right? But I do want to make sales and I want you to make sales. I've worked with so many people who are still struggling with this concept and it's not okay with me. I want you to thrive. If you have a 9-to-5 and you feel like it's there protecting you, in this world we live in today, it could be gone tomorrow. And all the work you gave up and decided not to really go all in on that side hustle, right? We're missing out. So I want you to think about right now. This is going to be an action-taking podcast, okay? Right now, what have you created that you can sell right now in this moment? Have you created masterclasses? Have you created a bundle? Have you created a challenge? Have you created a video series? Have you created a course that you never sold? It's time to get fired up and it's time to sell this thing. Now, most people struggle with the whole pushing forward on this. I read a quote today and it was so profound. And it said 10% of people in the world, okay? So 10% of people in the world think about creating, okay? Of that 10%, another 10% actually do it. Okay, so 10% of the world, and then 10% of that number actually do it, right? Meaning they implement it. And then out of that 10%, only 10% keep going. So when people say they're part of the 2% or the 10% or whatever number you want to say, that's because most people don't keep going. But we also can't rely on a 9-to-5 or our spouse's income or anything like that. We get to stand in our own power. We get to stand in our own business and understand that this is a business. I want to make an impact. I mean it. I'm not messing around. I want to serve and support other people. And in order to do that effectively, there gets to be an exchange of energy called money. And they get to pay you so that they can get the results that they want. But before any of that can happen, you, my friend, have to sell. You, my friend, have to talk about the thing that you're going to sell. You, my friend, have to also talk about it in a way that is very lean back. I feel like I learned sales so many years ago, and then I really learned sales 14 months ago, the real way. And it's funny because there's so many dualities to it, right? Like I'm sitting here telling you to sell, right? And to sell stuff, which, you know, we want to make a sell. So we need a sell, right? We need a sell. That's what we tell ourselves. But in actuality, the needy energy hurts your sales. Myron Golden, the first time I saw him, he was talking about lean back and I had no idea what he was really talking about. But then I learned about masculine and feminine energy, and the way I used to sell was wait until someone inquired and then word vomit on them so that I never heard another word. Boom. Literally word vomit on them. So they can't even like breathe because I'm giving them so much information. Versus leaning back and say, well, what questions do you have? What would you like to know? And then that way you're only giving them the answers to what they're really asking. Maybe they already know the price. Maybe they already know what it's about. Maybe they just want to know how long it's going to be or what the price is. And that's a simple answer. But regardless of what sales looks like for you and how you feel about sales, as someone who hated sales, you get to make sales. You get to make money in your business. You get to provide for your family if that's what you want. You get to make this a business and no longer a hobby. And this podcast is giving you permission today if you don't feel like you have it. This podcast is here to change your mind and change the way you look and your perspective when it comes to selling. I want you making money. And this is what I told my inner circle today. I want you making money. How can I help you do that? How can I support you to do that? Where are you lacking? Do you have the products? You just don't have the visibility. Do you have the visibility, but you don't have the products? Do you have the visibility and the product? You just don't know how to sell and launch? What is the missing puzzle piece? And if you're like, well, it's all of it, then that's okay. It's all of it. We all started with all of needing all of it, right? So the question is, I did a episode on this. Are you going to continue fumbling through, not knowing what you're doing? Or are you ready to back up and say, I'm not good at this. I'm not where I want to be at this. And I know I need support because I'm not looking at this at the right way that somebody else is looking at it and their expertise could help me. And that program that I'm creating, that I'm still figuring out, it's one word, and it's a word that we all need. But my two main goals in this program are going to be visibility and sales, because I know they are the two things that keep your business running. Visibility is all about the brand awareness, but the sales part comes in, and that is actually how you keep going, how you keep investing in yourself, how you keep investing in those that you want to help. Without that exchange, without those sales, you're going to wear down. Without those sales, you may give up. And I don't want to see that happen. I'm not saying you're going to be an overnight success. I'm not going to say it's going to take 2 weeks. But I am saying, with the right mindset, with the understanding of visibility and sales, you can reach your goals, my friend. And I cannot wait to support you make that happen.